League of Ireland Football.
On Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the refreshingly alcohol-free Rockshore 00. Get the facts. Be drink aware. Visit drinkaware.ie.
Dylan, first of all, congratulations. How does it feel to regain that league title back?
Yeah, it feels special. We were obviously so close. Last season, we were obviously 4 minutes away in the last game from retaining five in a row. But, you know, I think this group was hungry at the start of the season after being written off probably before the season even kicked off. So to get the title back is massive.
Your manager, Steve Bradley, has spoken throughout the year about the motivation to do the double and go far in Europe. Now that you're there and so close, only one game away, how are you motivating yourself ahead of that?
I don't think it takes much to motivate you for a cup final now, in fairness. You know, it's a massive game, it's a chance to do the double, and you know, we're really looking forward to it.
You were there in 2019 when you beat Dundalk. Are those memories kind of preying on a few of the players' minds? And obviously there's players here who weren't around for that and they don't know what it's like to win a cup. Are you telling those players how important and special those days are?
Yeah, they're amazing days out for you. Obviously get friends, family, partners, all get to go. They're special days, but like I said, they're only special days if you can win them. So, you know, that's going to be our aim and hopefully get it done.
You've had a tumultuous journey to the final. Obviously, we saw that game up in Drogheda that went to penalties, and then the game here against Kerry in the semi-final. Is there anything that stands out for you on the run to the final so far?
I suppose it has to be the Drogheda game, doesn't it? You know, I think Drogheda had a penalty to win it and missed. So, you know, when it comes down to penalties, a lot of lottery in it. So, it probably has to be that game.
You go to Athens on Thursday as a group. And obviously you have the game on Sunday. I presume there's going to be a bit of changes between the two games. How do the players feel physically going into... We know Shamrock Rovers have played so many games on Thursday, Sunday over the last couple of seasons, but none have been into a cup final. So how are the players physically keeping themselves ahead of this?
Yeah, that's a good point. Look, like you said, we've had a lot of games over the last few years, Thursday, Sunday. So I think as a group we're used to it. And obviously that's why we have a strong squad, so we can rotate players within that Thursday, Sunday. So look, it's the same as for us. You've got to prepare for it like any other game and not think like the cup final. But, you know, it's just going to be about playing Thursday and recovering quick for Sunday.
There's been so much talk around today about the theme of 1987. It's been 38 years since Rovers have done a double. Is that preying on your mind and on the players' mind of the fact that you can leave? You already have huge legacies at this club, that you can be remembered like the way we talk about that team 38 years ago and we still talk about them so fondly today.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think that we've obviously won five leagues in the last 6 years. It's still a remarkable achievement. But there's probably one thing hanging over us. It's the double. But at the same time, you know, we can't get caught up in all that stuff, and we need to remember that it's a match at the end of the day, and we've got to perform on Sunday, and it's simple as that.
Nice, Dylan. Best luck on Sunday.
Thank you.